All right. Happy Regional Friday to every single one of you. I'm Zach Blackerby, one half of Village Vice. I thought Brad was going to be here, but he's probably getting ready for a regional broadcast, which makes sense. Makes sense, because that's only, what, 2 hours away, which is very, very exciting. So I will be relying heavily on the live chat this morning. So y'all please help me out. Questions, comments, concerns, all of it. It's a massive weekend. If you saw the thumbnail, it's a massive weekend, just like Brad's muscles, which cannot be denied because of several things. One, obviously the regional, just 2 hours away, but also Auburn recruiting. And I tell you what, I did a show. The Locked On Auburn that I dropped this morning has invited several, in fact, several messages of folks of different levels, I guess, reaching out to me, making comments at a level that it's been a minute since it's drawn, a show has drawn that many people to reach out to me, both from, you know, different levels of being plugged in around the program, about how big it would be if Auburn landed Isaac McNeil on Tuesday, the four-star linebacker from Vigor. And there's kind of differing opinions based on, like, I'm hearing different things from money folks, from staff, from teammates, from other members in the 2027 class. And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting how all over the place it is. And I've been told, yeah, you're absolutely right about Florida pushing hard. Hey, you're not high enough on Georgia in this race. And so I don't really fully know what to make of this. I'm being told different things by folks that are very, very close to the situation. So once again, I stand by it. If Auburn can pull off Isaac McNeil with an incredible official visit this weekend, it would be huge. Fisher Dude Man says, is Brad in the enhanced games yet? That might be why he's not here, actually. That might be actually why he's not here. That hat, you like the hat? You like that? I appreciate it. 10 time. If Auburn falls to the loser's bracket, we're still okay due to our pitching depth. Yeah, I think that's true. You obviously don't want to be in that situation, but that is true. You got that extra game. I think that extra game would hurt Auburn less than other teams. It would be devastating for other teams. It would just be an inconvenience for Auburn. I agree with that. 10 time. But look, there's no reason for Auburn to lose today. And if Auburn does lose today, they probably don't deserve to win the regional. Like, you got to be able to beat a Milwaukee team that has a losing record. You got to do that. Mason McDonald. Thank you for the $10 super chat. It means a ton. Zach, we need you on the SEC squad to defend Auburn. Chris Gordy called Alex Golish's comments on the CFP performative nonsense, and he's the new guy and shouldn't be saying those things. That's an interesting take, for sure, of Gordy, not your opinion. They record at a time that's tough for me. My kids have, like, it's usually in the middle of bedtime. And so if my kids, like, go to bed early that night, which hardly ever happens, especially during summer, I can attend, but that's tough. It's tough to make it consistently. I'm being sent stuff from Jacob J, which is concerning. And normally Kyle is doing this and I talk while Kyle does it. I'm going to try to do both at the same time. Y'all bear with me. Jacob J, if these are bad, I can't censor these ahead of time, which I probably should not be saying, but Waffle House or Cracker Barrel? Actually, went to Waffle House this morning, actually. Zach, I'm a daily listener and have been for 5 years. I'm fatigued on recruiting stuff because of the portal the last few years. I know there's not a lot to talk about, though. Yeah, I mean, recruiting still matters. If Auburn's going to figure it out, you have to recruit and maintain people, retain people. You have to. That's what all the top programs are doing right now. And look, I still stand by the fact that this coaching staff kept the people they wanted to keep. I know Cam Coleman losing that was a big deal, but I think with all the context of it, like I don't think with how it was handled on Coleman's side that Auburn had a real shot at keeping him. There's a few guys that I think they like that maybe led away because maybe early on, I don't think they fully understood the values. I think it took them a second to adjust on what values were for certain positions and certain players. Like I think if you could go through the process again, I think the only thing that would be different is there's a better chance that Jay Crawford and Malik Blockton would be on the team. And that's just speculation and just kind of learning and knowing what Jay Crawford asked for and then what other corners were given later in the window. But yeah, that's my guess. And so once again, like I think Golish and his staff are banking on the fact that they're going to be better at retention than other coaches, but only time will tell. And you're obviously going to have to win in order for that to happen. Jacob J, I sent you a couple of emails for Bradford. All right, I've got them. Let's watch them. This is from Jacob J.
When I'm not in my office, I'm a straight up menace.
All right, there's the other one.
Man, this is the best toast I've ever had.
Oh, there's so many layers to those jokes. That's so good. The Village Vice lore. I mean, really, Auburn YouTube lore has gotten pretty thick. Like, it's pretty deep now, which is so, so funny. Jacob J, will Locked On merch ever become available for purchase? You can buy like generic Locked On Network stuff if you're a member of the Everydayer Club, is my assumption for how that works. If you notice that he says a lot of negative about Auburn, but it's the complete opposite when he talks to Zach. I'm talking about Gordy, I've noticed that too. I've noticed that too. Fun fact Friday from 10 time. Wisconsin-Milwaukee is the only D1 baseball school in the state of Wisconsin. Marquette and Wisconsin don't have teams. Is that true? Wisconsin doesn't have a baseball team? Interesting. Zach, what was the first Auburn game you went to? Mine was 2000 Arkansas when I was 8. I don't know. I mean, I was a little kid. Like, I was 4 or 5 years old going to games, so it probably would have been sometime, like, in the 97 or 98 season. If I had to guess with my dad, I need to ask my parents that question. That's probably something I should know. Thank y'all for the questions coming in, because I want to give y'all a live show, and I just... Brad's asking for the link. So hold on. Let me send the link real quick to Bradford T. Law so he can join from his phone. He's probably in the press box, which would be kind of a cool experience for people. Sorry, guys. This is terrible podcasting. All right. So Brad should be here in a second. Daniel asks, Zach, what has been your favorite moment of the Golish tenure so far? Maybe your favorite quote, favorite commitment, favorite personal decision, etc. Favorite personal decision was him choosing to come on Locked On Auburn, for sure. That was nice. As far as favorite moment, I liked how he handled the meetings, whatever the winter meetings down in Destin, spring meetings down in Destin. I like that a lot. I mean, this happened during spring and they use the same clip over and over and over again. But I mean, anytime he talks, I really like what he has to say, but putting the emphasis and the urgency on like, look, you've got one chance at this. You've got one chance of this. And really talking about the urgency of you've got 12 weeks to figure this out before fall camp starts. I don't know if that's like necessarily one thing, Daniel, but I do like the consistent messaging and pushing of urgency throughout this offseason. Maddox says, Brad's saying he's in and he's not. Brad becomes a different person on Friday mornings. He becomes like unable to use technology. Maddox says, will we learn anything about the football team before we play Florida since everyone is so low on Baylor? Yeah. No, I think how they play Baylor matters, right? Like, does it look like they did last year? Or does it look like they actually like dominate the game? And then do they continue to lean into their, you know, their identity as an offense? I think it can look different and we feel better about it, but there's still going to be questions, right? There's still going to be questions until they host Florida in week three. Brad, I tell you what, I don't know what happens, but on Fridays, you just become unable to use technology.
Zach, I'm working. I'm in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were going to be doing this by yourself.
What do you mean? We talked about it yesterday on the show.
Yeah, but I didn't know it meant you're doing it by yourself. Look at this, by the way. How great.
Incredible.
How great.
I tell you what, I haven't been this excited for a baseball game in a long time.
I know. It's going to be
fantastic.
Thompson
kind of feels the same way, it seems like.
Yeah. How about that? And I think with good reason. Like, we've been talking about it all year. This is an elite team. This is where they're supposed to be. This is what they're supposed to do. Be who you say you are, right? This is it. This is it. So, yeah, you got Auburn doing batting practice right now. Milwaukee will get out there in a little while. Did you know Milwaukee is the only Division I baseball program in the state of Wisconsin?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. True story.
Is that a bit?
No, that's real. It's
somebody in the live chat said that. We had that conversation a second ago. I didn't know if you were watching and you were.
Oh, being no, funny. No, I couldn't. I wasn't watching.
I can't believe Wisconsin doesn't have a baseball team. That's insane to me.
Just too cold up there, I guess. Too cold. One of the casualties of this era. No, I don't know. It's just too cold, I guess. So what's everybody been talking
look
about?
At me. I'm Brad Law. I'm at work. Can I show you the two videos that Jacob J sent in for you? You ready?
Yeah.
When I'm not in my office, I'm a straight-up menace.
All right, you want to see the other one?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Man, this is the best toast I've ever had.
Goodbye.
Could you hear it? Oh, okay. I don't know what's happening. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you got called to do something else. My bad.
No, but having me, first of all, with the cube rule of food, number one, calling pizza toast, number two, and then the Davenport's pizza wasn't even accurate. They don't do triangle slices. They do square slices. So it was like, three strikes, and I'm out.
Do you prefer... triangle slices?
No, I prefer square slices. Yeah.
So describe the attributes of the perfect square slice. What's the ratio of crust to non-crust?
Well, none around the edges. So the best part of the pizza, Zach, the best part of any whole uncut pizza is the middle. So when you eat triangle slices, you eat the best part first, unless you flip it around and eat the crust first. So, which I do sometimes. But with square slices, you can eat the crusty parts first and then work your way toward the middle, which is the best. So like as the more you eat it, the better the pieces get. Does that make sense?
Kind of. David versus Golish, where's your catcher's mask, Brad?
I have no catcher's mask. Do I look like a catcher?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
He wants you to go suit up and play, I think is what he's saying.
Maybe. I'm not going to supplant Chase Frelick, though, catching. So.
No. No. Oh, I'm sure Brad didn't prepare an animal fact. So, Nava reptiles. Animal fact for Brad. When a box turtle closes its shell, it becomes a calzone, according to the Cube Rule of Food.
That's good. That's really good.
That's true.
That's outstanding. That's like those social media posts where it starts as something serious and then it turns into, and there's a drive. That's good.
That's next level, Nava. Well done.
Yeah, that's, well done. That's outstanding.
Zach, you'll love Davenport's because there's no outdoor seating. Yeah, for sure. We went somewhere. Where did we go? We went to the eatery in town, in Tigertown. Mm-hmm. It's the only place that defines itself as an eatery. You can figure that out yourself. And my wife wanted to sit outside so bad. And I'm like, yeah, y'all absolutely can. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to sit with you, but you can sit outside.
Yeah. So do you not eat at ballparks when you come to baseball games? Do you eat?
I think it's a different experience, Brad. I'm going to the ballpark. Like the it's, you kind of know what you're getting. But yes, I'll eat a hamburger if I were to go to Plainsman Park today.
All right. But that's outdoor seating, though. It's, so that's why I was asking. If,
yeah. I think it's a different experience for sure.
Okay. All right.
Different experience.
I'll accept, I accept that. Yeah.
Nava said, LOL, outdoor seating is a deep cut. 100%. What are your expectations for today, Brad Law?
Yeah, I think Auburn's in good shape. This Milwaukee staff has an ERA of 7.01. They've made about twice as many errors defensively as all the other teams in the region.
Really?
Yeah, they've made 70-something errors, and second place has 30-something. And with Jake Marciano going, I just, you know, this is a team that was sub 500. They're in because they won their conference tournament. And anything can happen in a one-game scenario, but – and Butch Thompson's teams just normally they lock in and don't let stuff like that happen come regional time. So really the only time it's ever happened was that Penn game 3 years ago and they had a starter that was a problem. I just don't see that today. Now, you know, the other two teams are interesting. UCF pitches way better than they hit. NC State hits very well as a team. So that's the interesting dynamic for the night game here and who Auburn plays tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it the pitching forward team or the hitting forward team?
Yeah, I think UCF wins that game.
Yeah. So you go pitching forward team.
I think at this point in the year, yeah, especially game one, for sure.
Oh, yeah. If pitching dictates this regional, then Auburn should go 3-0.
Thin time. Why is Brad spun in circles for the whole segment? That's a good question. I was wondering that as well.
Because I can't stay still. I don't know. I just can't stay still.
Did you have to kick anyone out of the press box, the broadcast booth?
No, this is the visiting radio booth, and Wisconsin didn't bring, or Milwaukee didn't bring broadcast. So I could just come in here.
Milwaukee didn't bring a radio team?
Yeah, they didn't bring a radio team. As the only program, D1 program in the state of Wisconsin, they didn't bring a radio team.
That's...
if you can believe it.
I don't think I can believe it. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm not moving that fast. It's not like I'm it's not like John.
I'm
Hamm
watching
and
you and I'm about
neighbor.
To throw up. I mean, I'm pretty stop it. I'm gonna that's hilarious.
No, if you ever if I'm ever talking to you standing up, I rock. Like, I don't stay still very well.
You do rock.
Yeah.
You do rock, for sure.
Thanks.
How much time do you have? Do you need to go?
Maybe 10 more minutes.
Okay, cool. Cool. What are your expectations on Cruton this weekend?
Oh, I think very good. I think the staff has some momentum in the stuff. Like, they're not spending their time on people they have no shot with. You know what I mean? This doesn't feel like a time wasting staff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they're bringing them in and they're spending time and resources and everything else, I think they feel pretty good about it. Like, I think they're diligent enough to say, look, if there's not a real shot, don't come. So right. feel pretty good about it. I think there's real momentum right now with Auburn recruiting. How do you feel about it?
Kyle's here.
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle's here on the Live Dive. Welcome to the Live Dive, the funnest show in the barn. I hope you understand that. That's okay.
This is my first Live Dive.
No, it's not. That's not true.
I think so.
It's not. You've done it with me before.
Y'all fight.
No, we're not going to fight. We're not going to fight. So apparently on the SEC squad earlier this week that I was not able to attend, Locked On SEC host Chris Gordy talked about Alex Golish's answer in Destin as performative nonsense.
Which
and
answer?
Mason wants y'all's opinion on that.
Which answer is he referring to?
The him not, nobody wants to know my opinion on the CFP.
Have y'all? Well, that.
You talking about the music? I can't think over the party going on.
That's not real. Has he listened to Alex Golish say anything else?
That's a good point. It's about the same. It's all about a theme, and that's like the theme with him since he's been here. It's like people that are shocked by that. Is that the first answer they've ever heard him give to any question?
First of all, that answer is the least controversial answer any coach has ever given to anything. And second of all, Alex Golish hasn't done anything performative since he got here. Literally, not one thing that you can call performative. It's the opposite of performative. Every other coach out there spilling their thoughts on what the playoff should be instead of just worrying about their team and getting to the playoff. That's performative. Let's learn what words mean before we use them.
If there was a bunch of catchphrases and things like that, then maybe I get what he's saying. Or like this faux rage, like if he created this faux animosity around something. But just to literally say, like, guys, I got so much to worry about. Like, I can't be worrying about 12 versus 16 versus 24. Like, we're trying to win football games, and, you know, that'll take care of itself when we get there.
Yeah, I will have him on this week, though. That'll be fun. I'll let y'all know how that goes. Or y'all can watch how that goes.
Can we put a screenshot of the definition of the word performative?
Yeah, no, I'll prep a few things for that, for sure. Barner, Becca, Bradford, I'll be sitting under the press box, so expect me to scream, "Hey, Brad Law."
Okay, bring it on, Becca.
So be on the listen out for Barner, for Barner, Becca.
Got it.
Kyle, you want to see the videos that Jacob J made about Brad Law?
Did Brad drop his phone?
No, he's showing us. That's where Barner Becca is going to sit later.
Okay.
You want to see the AI videos that Jacob J made for Brad Law?
When I'm not in my office, I'm a straight up menace.
Wait, what did you eat at the end? What was
a
that?
Star Crunch.
Star Crunch. It's just pooling. So many things together.
Like a corn dog. I don't know. That right,
you know about our cube rule of food thing, Kyle?
Kind of.
All right. This one's based on that.
Man, this is the best toast I've ever had.
So in the cube rule of food, which Brad hates, pizza is identified as toast because it's just like the bottom part of the cube. So it's called toast. So
no, I get it. I get it.
Is
we
that
go to that pizza place in Birmingham?
We do. We need to do a show from there.
Yeah.
Christian, anyone else feeling above Terrell game today? From your mouth to God's ears, my friend.
Yeah. Very, very possibly. Let's remember, guys, they've been playing SEC arms for the last 11 weeks. So we're about to go into a regional against, like, I think Bub could have a huge game. I think Brandon McCrane could start going off again.
Dingers. Lots of dingers.
I actually agree with Daniel. I'm feeling Ethan Bingaman going off. Not only today, I'm saying this is an Ethan Bingaman regional. That's my take going into today.
The only reason I would put Bub ahead of Ethan in that respect is they're starting a right-hander today. Their guy Tice is a righty. So, I mean, Ethan's fine against right-handers too.
What happens if we get him out early, Brad?
Well, then that's
why are you being so negative?
But maybe Bub's one of the reasons we get him out early.
They may have to change Ethan's name to Dingerman.
There it is.
He's going to be hitting dingers all weekend.
How about that? There it is.
Maybe we get a bing, bang, boom today.
Oh. Hey, we got some cool news. So AUShirts.com, Kyle, tell folks the newest addition to AUShirts.com.
Oh, yeah. We have the his name is Fred Gaskin collection.
It's in partnership with Fred. We've talked to Fred.
Yeah.
He will get profits from it. So, like, it's an NIL thing for Fred Gaskin. But, yeah, AUShirts.com. We now have his name as Fred Gaskin shirts. Y'all have been asking for months for that. We finally got it done.
That's cool.
Could be more of those coming.
How awesome is it going to be to walk around Jordan-Hare on game days with a bunch of folks wearing his name is Fred Gaskin shirt?
I can't wait for, like, people unironically, because, like, we have so many new players and number 23 on defense gets subbed in and somebody's like, there it is. So we have one that has his name is, then we have one that's front and back, and we have one that's all just on the front,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is cool. So you got options there. But I can't wait for, unironically, for somebody to go in and be like, who's 23 on defense? And somebody go, his name is Fred Gaskin. It's going to be electric. It's going to be electric.
Hopefully we got some more coming. That would be fun.
What are we broadcasting today, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
We are.
12 o'clock.
Sweet.
What if after every interception – that Fred Gaskin makes, they play the Eminem song, My Name Is. You just play the instrumental version of that song after the interception.
That's actually really
good. The reason that won't happen is because the joke started on Locked On Auburn. That's why. And Auburn won't acknowledge it. That's why.
Could we do this one?
No, we can't do that one.
What is that? I can't read
it. It says Keyshawn Singleton with Zach's face on a t-shirt.
Google fixed it, though, a few weeks ago. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, unfortunately. I really wanted that one to keep going.
It's a South Florida picture, though. They're like, we're going to fix it all the way. They're just going to kind of fix it.
The real ones will remember it forever.
Oh, yeah. That will be in lore forever.
Yeah.
What's
the amount of times I was asked, like, how did you do that? I'm like, please don't think I did that. Please don't think that.
It was Zach's mission. He was like, I tell you what I'm going to do. I got to have my face show up when people are going to search Keyshawn Singleton. And when they do, they're going to see my face.
Is that on the Mount Rushmore?
It's going to be a random frame from a random TikTok I posted. It's not even going to be an actual picture. I don't even know how that happened.
Is that on the Mount Rushmore of barn lore? It's got to be, right? Or Locked On / barn lore?
Yeah, Auburn YouTube lore. Yeah, it's Auburn YouTube lore is crazy. Like, it's got, like, the stories and, like, the deep cuts are so good.
What was the first one? Because the Kobe Hudson natural wide receiver thing is on there. That's on the Mount Rushmore.
I tell you what, when y'all were interviewing Guevara on the Barn Baseball Show earlier this week, and y'all kept talking about how he's, like, a natural third baseman, that crossed my mind. I'm not going to lie to you.
The Jake Crane thing is up there. The overfront, that's up there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's
do you know what an overfront is yet?
No, it's not real. It's why would I know something that's fake that doesn't exist? Why would I know what that is? No,
I told you know, I'm pretty close with Jason Jones, and like a few weeks after that happened, we're talking about an overfront, and he's like, you know what an overfront is? He's like, yeah, and I'm like, it's not real, and he's like, what are you talking about, Matt? Jason, it's not real. It's not real.
Oh, man. This is a good one. The misclick from one of the barn casts.
Oh, that's true. Gosh. Yeah, that's true.
That was a good one.
When you can refer to something as just the misclick,
and you know
don't
what
have
it
to
is.
Explain. Yeah, that's true. All right, boys, I got to go.
All right, brother. See you, Brad.
Where are you with this Isaac McNeil recruitment right now?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, sourcing is all over the place on this.
It's weird. It's like it feels like the staff is confident, but maybe the behind the scenes, and you know what I mean when I say that in kind of quotation marks, thinks there's a lot of work to be done. Like, I don't know. I don't know. If there's a disconnect there, or if they just feel like this weekend is the weekend to put the full court press on and we feel confident that we're going to be able to get the job done. Maybe it's something along those lines, but yeah, it does feel kind of split.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying this at the top of the stream, Kyle. the show I dropped this morning on Locked On, it was pretty much about like how I winning the Isaac McNeil recruitment would it changes how you have to talk about Alex Gulch as a recruiter because of the Florida push. But then I'm getting texts about like, I think you're too focused on Florida. I think it's Georgia. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And then it's, yeah, Auburn actually might be third here, but they really want him. But then you see like Jeffrey Lee put up a report who is as plugged in as it gets and saying like, yeah, Auburn's still trending here. It's like, okay, well, like what's, I mean, and then you're hearing pretty positive things too, correct?
Right.
I don't want to speak on your behalf, but yeah, it's just interesting all this different stuff that's coming out with differing opinions about Isaac McNeil.
Yeah, and again, it all depends on where the information's coming from. You know what I mean? Like that, sure. That means can that messaging where it comes from can mean so many different things and like have so much different of an impact. Like which side is feeling more confident? Is the staff feeling confident, but the money side's not feeling confident? Like that to me matters, or is it inverse? You know that. You're it just depends on where you're getting your information from. And I think the behind the scenes feels one way and it feels like the staff feels another.
Yeah.
So again, like maybe they just feel like maybe the staff's confidence is he's coming in on an official visit. We know where we stand. We know what we have to do to get to number one and we're willing to do it. And we're going to put the full court press on him this weekend. And we think we can get it done. It may just be as simple as that's where the confidence is coming from.
And that's one conversation can seal it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when DJ Durkin is involved. One conversation can absolutely get everything done. And if they think that conversation is going to happen this weekend, then good. There's nothing to worry about.
I mean, yeah. I'm even more excited about this heat kicking up around the offensive lineman from South Florida. However you say his last name, Auburn in Texas. And all of a sudden it's very similar to the way some of the other ones have gone, like out of nowhere, it feels like there's this huge wave of confidence on the Auburn side. Like,
yeah.
Gosh, if you pull, cause I think he's a top 100 player.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best guards in the class. Yeah, I talked to somebody yesterday close to that situation and feels pretty good about it. Obviously, Texas has a lot to offer, but I think the appeal of playing early is being pitched to him, and I think that really matters to this kid, and I think his path to early playing time is clearer at Auburn than it is at Texas, but it seems like they're all over this kid.
Yeah, he's not a top 100 player, but he's a four-star, so another four-star interior lineman that you could add and couple with your four-star offensive tackle. I think that would send a huge.
Where does he rank as like an interior offensive lineman in the class?
See, position number 20.
Yeah. Great.
In the country.
Just a reminder, every player has three of those.
Three of what? Oh, rankings?
They start three interior offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a top 21, that is absurd.
It's a good one.
That's absurd.
That's a good one. I've seen a bunch of really good Mount Rushmore items pop up in the chat. There's the lightning, the lightning strike and thunder on the Barncast. That's pretty epic.
That was a good one.
And then where I left my mic on, that's obviously up there. That may have been the first Barncast ever. Had to take a little
Daryl Dapp's light show. That was fun.
Oh yeah.
That was fun. I hate he moved where he records it now because there's no window behind them, but all right, cool. So head over to aushirts.com, get the new Fred Gaskin stuff, supports us, supports Fred Gaskin, and then also kind of gives us more to be able to go to other players and talk to them about some stuff too, which will be fun. And then go to buyauburn.com, whether you're a business owner or somebody who wants to be on buyauburn.com, or just support other Auburn people over at buyauburn.com. Just kind of bookmark it. We're going to start adding more and more businesses, which is super, super fun and exciting. And be back in what, an hour and a half? We'll go live for the Barncast. Is that the plan?
Yeah. We're going to try to watch the game too, and unless we get banned, but we're going to try it.
Cool.
That was fun.
It worked the other night. We'll see if it works tonight.
Absolutely.
Today. So Cool. Thanks for stepping in for a few minutes, buddy. I'll see you in an hour and a half.
All right, brother.
All right. Please like the video. Please subscribe to the barn. We'll see you soon.